some cough syrup or something like that. You make your own medicine like that. We do the same thing with antiseptic. If we got a bad chest cold,
yeah.
You know this Dr. Tisha antiseptic?
Yeah.
You take a small bottle of this Dr. Tisha antiseptic. You take about 3 tablespoons full of honey, 1 lemon, and a little Jimmy Choo spoon of baking soda, and you mix all that up together, and that'll guarantee that'll break any cough anybody has. You got a cough. It don't taste good, but it's good.
Okay. Now, a chicken, what would you buy chicken for different? You buy different types of chickens for different ways you're going to cook it, wouldn't you?
Well, if you buy a caper is a rooster that has been altered. They grow large.
Yeah.
You can bake that like you do a turkey. You call that roasting it. Stuff it and roast it, and it's good.
Yeah.
Or you can make a big pot of gumbo out of it. It's a lot of meat. You make a big pot of stew out of it. And that's good too. Now, if you want a real nice dish, you get a piece of pork roast and a hen. You get a laying hen, you know, a big grown hen. And you stew this hen and this pork together. It makes it a real good dish.
What would you cook get to fry or to grow?
You buy a spring chicken. And you just cut them in half. Or you can cut them in pieces, fry them like you want. Now, I like my chicken fried. Most people make the batter. I don't make a batter. I dip my chicken in milk. And then I take 2 tablespoons full of cornmeal. Flour. And I mix it with the breadcrumbs. About a cup of breadcrumbs. Depends on how much chicken I'm going to cook. I don't use the egg batter. People put eggs in it. I just dip it in the milk and in this breadcrumb and flour and drop it in deep fat. And when it's through frying, I put it in the oven on a 200 gauge and just let it dry a little bit. It's real good.
Would you buy a different type of chicken to broil?
Yeah, you can buy a spring chicken.
A broiler?
Some people call them a fryer. Yeah, but it's the same thing. You want to broil them under the blaze. You just cut them in half, clean them and cut them in half, and lay them on your broiler, on your pan, whatever you want to, and just put them underneath the blaze in the broiler. And they're also good with barbecue sauce on them. After they broil a little bit, then you take them back out and you pour this barbecue sauce on them and put them back in. They're good.
What kind of different sausage would you buy, maybe?
Well, I usually buy like pork sausage.
Any other type?
Smoked sausage. The cold cuts is bologna, chopped ham. I also like this pepper sausage. I don't know, they might have another name for it, but there's a lot of little black pepper, seeds of black pepper in it. And then it has this other kind, it's called pinto sausage. It's got pieces of bell pepper in it. Little pieces of red, when the bell pepper is turning red, they have that in it. And they have little pieces of cheese in it. I like that.
What kind would you buy at the ballpark? When you go to the ballpark, you'd buy...
What do you mean the ballpark?
Well, when you go to see a baseball game or go to the ballpark, what kind of sausage would you buy?
Oh, but I don't ever go to them. I've never have.
Oh, you don't?
No.
What were the kind that you put in a bun, a long kind of bun? What would you call that?
Pork sausage you can put in there, or you could put bologna sausage. It has a...